I'm just continuing on from this morning's class here in Budapest on a cool, not wintry, but late autumny day. It was a very interesting verse. Swami Bhuvamanu was continuing his correction of Dhruva Maharaj. And he told Dhruva Maharaj that you're a pure devotee of the Lord. You're always thinking of him, and therefore he's always thinking of you. How could you do such an abominable thing like just wholesale killing of all of these yakshas? He making the point that even the eternal associates of the Lord are always absorbed in thoughts of you. And Srila Prabhupada continued this argument and line of thinking in his purport, the main essence of which is Yadyada Acharati Shrestas. Vaishnavas are acharyas. Acharya, in the simple meaning of the word, someone who teaches by example. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tatta devadato janaha syat pramanam kurute lokastam. He says, for the worldly people, unless you give the proper example, how will they know what example to follow? Ultimately, people learn by example. Even if they get good teachings, if they don't see those teachings put into practice by proper example, then they'll not be inclined to follow. Only very exceptional people can be inspired simply by teaching. Krishna therefore gives himself as an example that in order for worldly people to follow the right path, I follow all the rules of Dharma, and I work even though I have no reason to work, and even though I am transcendental to all of the rules and regulations. And here it's an interesting point which Swami Bhuvamanu raises to Dhruva Maharaj. He says, you should set the proper example, not only because the worldly people will then be misled and lose their inspiration for proper behavior, but because the associates of the Lord will then be misrepresented. You're an associate of the Lord. And if you behave in an abominable way, then people will think that the other associates of the Lord are also like you. So what type of reputation are you bringing on the spiritual world? Think of that, he says. So this whole idea of teaching by example is something that's really going out the window in our modern times. Why is that? Because teaching by example also means to perform one's duty. And performing duty means that sometimes you have to do things that you don't like to do. You have to do things that are contrary to what feels good, contrary to one's own conceptions of life. And we have to do those things that are favorable for Krishna, that are favorable for Krishna consciousness and for the society. In the world today, the rule of thumb is do what makes you feel good. And if doing what makes you feel good runs contrary to performing your duty, then don't do it. Because ultimately you'll become a nervous wreck, ultimately you'll have all kinds of psychological problems and health problems and so many other things. It's not really, and of course psychiatrists and doctors fail to point this out, it's not that you're following a rule that's causing you any kind of psychological or physical problem that's putting you into stress or making you have a nervous breakdown. What's causing such stress is your attachment to doing the wrong thing. And therefore, if These therapists actually taught people how to become detached, how to become detached from their mental speculation and their sense gratification, and just accept the principles of Dharma, then people wouldn't be under stress. And that's something that we as devotees also need to digest, because often we blame vows, principles of Krishna consciousness for being the cause of our being in difficulty. But it's not either our vows or the principles of Krishna consciousness that causes problems, but rather it's our reluctance, in fact our unwillingness to accept those things that causes difficulty. Therefore, one should think very carefully before taking any vows, before making any commitments, from which a certain standard of behavior is expected, a certain standard of achar is expected. Anyhow, this is what our Krishna consciousness movement is meant to do. It's meant to produce acharyas, people who are inspiring the world to give up sense gratification by following the principles of transcendental sense gratification, which is Trishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, which means to satisfy the transcendental senses of Krishna. And another example of this was Maharaj Yudhisthira, another great associate. But still, Yudhisthira Maharaj was reluctant to tell a lie. He thought that this subordinate religious principle of being honest superseded doing what Krishna wanted, and he was unhappy at the prospect of lying. Therefore, he wanted to compromise Krishna's order. So we need not speculate about what we should do or what we should not do or what's good or what makes us happy or what's enjoyable. All we need to do is know what it is that Krishna wants and surrender to that. And when we surrender to Krishna's will and we act as instruments of Krishna's will, then we're really acharyas, we're really teachers. Yadyada acharya trishyeshtas. We become the proper example for people in the world, and we also become proper representatives of those who are above us. And we need to do both of these things, and we need to keep both of these things in mind. This is certainly what's expected of initiated devotees. What to speak of twice initiated Brahmins, and of course those who are senior Vaishnavas in the role of spiritual masters, whether that be through Shiksha or Diksha. Expecting others to do what we don't do is not a formula for inspiring anyone. And this is a worldwide universal principle of teaching, principle of instruction. Therefore, a good day to perhaps review following instructions that Dhruva Maharaj have gotten, how well we're also setting the example in both small things and especially in larger things about being real representatives of Krishna, who is ultimately the highest personality that we are representing. What to speak of his associates? We should not cast aspersions on Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's teachings, Krishna's wonderful personality, but rather we should be transparent and following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's perfect example, we should also be examples ourselves of what it means to be a Krishna conscious person. Hare Krishna.